Welcome to Copper Country Today. We're heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBAR 102.3. Our program brought to you by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer and healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at our website, KeweenawReport.com. Now, coming up in the second half of the program, Sam Ali will be talking with Brenda Owen from the Michigan Association of Timbermen. There is a proposal running around Lansing that would deregulate the timber industry in Michigan. And the question is, would that be good or bad for logging in our area? Brenda will provide some insight on that. And in the first segment of the program, I welcome into the studio Mark Massicott. He is the president of the Baraga County Chamber of Commerce. Chamber has been involved in a couple of studies that have recently been completed about Baraga County's economy. There's a lot going on with the Chamber, so I thought we'd get caught up on that, see where things are going in Baraga County. Mark, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity.
Appreciate your coming in. Let's start with the most, well, let's start with a little bit of a look at the Chamber itself. When I arrived here, well, it was 9 years ago that I arrived here in Baraga County, the Chamber wasn't doing much, but that's changed a lot.
Well, we're very fortunate. The past 5 years has been a renewed focus. First of all, I'm very fortunate to have the Chamber of Commerce structure that we have right now. We have a number of people that are energetic and almost tireless in their efforts. So I want to reach out and say thank you to all of them for all their efforts, because of them, I can sit and have a conversation about what's going on. Last 5 years, reorganization, collaboration, and building a community identity have been the three main focuses if you look at what we've been accomplishing. And I think we've done fairly well in reinventing our identity as a chamber.
Yeah, the chamber, of course, has no paid staff.
Correct.
So we recognize from the start that this is all volunteer effort.
That is, and it's a tireless effort, and unfortunately, we see some of the same people in many, many events, and we want to make sure we're not burning out people. That's why membership is very important, and we've been very fortunate. Last couple of years, we have double-digit growth. This isn't common in the region, where some are declining. In Baraga County, we've seen double-digit growth with membership. We've got a lot of new ideas, fresh faces. And hopefully you're seeing it in the buzz in the town.
Yeah, let's start with this most recent effort that was done, the tourism survey, which I know that the Chamber was part of and the Convention and Visitors Bureau was part of. The Keweenaw Bay Ojibwa community, the Indian community, was involved with this as well. Presentation was made about a week and a half ago as we speak here on this Sunday morning. It basically said that overall visitors here are pretty happy with their visit, that they would look forward to returning. Was there anything in that that surprised you?
Yes and no. Some of the return visits, the amount of people that are coming time and time again, that number was extremely high. There was a couple other attributes. How little people know about us. If you've come back here five times in a year and you don't know where Mount Arvon is, wow, we're not doing a very good job of pointing out to one of the highest points in Michigan.
Yeah, it is a rather obvious feature, isn't it?
But you know, these tourists or people that come by, they're human, so sometimes they only pay attention to what is right in front of them. So, you know, it wasn't a surprise that we probably need to do a better job of advertising ourselves. But one of the challenges for the chamber tourism group and everyone involved is to define what the priorities are. You know, I want to step back a little bit. Just this whole survey was it's a milestone, a benchmark for the community. It was a collaboration that reached far beyond our county. Michigan Tech, integral part of it. KBIC, integral part of it. Chamber, Tourism Board. The Communication Committee, which is something we'll speak about in a little bit, brought in every aspect of our community, DDAs, villages, the county. All the groups are coming together for a common goal. That right there is a huge accomplishment.
And the people who were interviewed in this survey have nothing permanent to do with Baraga County. They are legitimate visitors. They were people who come from outside.
Everyone was from somewhere else, not our opinions. And what our real question is, what do we need to know that we don't know? And I think the numbers turned out a heck of a lot higher than I anticipated. We've got some areas that we need to work on, but we're no different than many other small communities in rural America, let alone in the UP where we sit. So I was pleased with the outcome. I'm ecstatic about the collaboration.
What were some of the highest rated positives in that survey?
Oh, now you're getting my memory, showing my age. Well, the repeat performance was one thing that just drove it, where we have, when people are coming, they keep coming. And that's a huge attribute that most people don't get. And one of the other areas that we need to improve in is how we approach new visitors. And keep in mind, these people really, this survey indicated that everyone's going somewhere else when they come here. So they're just stopping in.
That was one of the things that jumped out at me. It was nearly 60% of the people who responded to the survey who said that we were part of a larger overall trip of some sort that they were taking. Does that speak to a weakness that we might present as being a destination for people?
Actually, I see it as a strength. We have people coming from multiple directions. You know, if you look at where we're located, we're a little bit south of Houghton, a little bit west of Marquette, a little bit north of Iron Mountain, Escanaba. Well, we're in the center of this communication loop. So we have people coming in from all different directions. I see it as a huge asset. The destination stuff isn't for me to decide. You know, people and businesses and the likes and dislikes, they need to decide what we want to prioritize. So we'll become a destination when we start defining our identity in a little further, you know, in years to come. Because right now, the truth is people are coming here, they're stopping in, and they're going somewhere else. Fantastic. Now we know what kind of offers we need to put together.
Yeah, and it's great that they're stopping. There was a surprising link between the tourists who stopped in Baraga County and tourists who wound up in Copper Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
That came up in that meeting, and I thought that was really interesting.
You know, when I travel, I explain to people that I live on a dead-end road, and they don't understand. Actually, I do. I live on a dead-end road for real, but this is the path to Copper Harbor. And by the way, what's really great about it is there's not too many paths back either. So now you get an opportunity for repeats all in the same trip. They can stop in, head off, come back, and stop again. So I see that as a huge asset.
The biggest reason people came here for tourism purposes was casino gambling.
That's one of them.
That didn't surprise me. The Keweenaw Bay Indian community, of course, is discussing an expansion of the casino operations in Baraga at this point. They're talking about building a new casino on the waterfront. Would that be a positive step for the county?
We have very limited resources in this community, and I say the community of Baraga County. Any and every activity that goes on has a positive impact. Yes, it's going to be a huge impact on our community. And I assure you that for every five people that are happy about it, there's probably three or four or five that probably have an alternative opinion. So, yes, we've got both. You know, we like to value our land, our property, and the way of life. And, you know, we talked about it earlier. Well, people from Chicago want to move up here and make this like Chicago.
No.
I didn't move here because of Chicago. I'm here by choice. I like where I live, and I like for it to stay a little bit the way it is. You know, I brag about a traffic jam being four cars.
Yeah, I brag about us not owning a stoplight in Baraga County.
So these are all attributes, and, you know, those are positives. So any and everything we can do to build our identity in this community for tomorrow. We know what yesterday looks like. I think we're all pretty well versed in it. But tomorrow's a little bit, you know, more elusive. So we get to decide that as a community.
Mark Massicott is my guest on this edition of Copper Country Today. He is the president of the Baraga County Chamber of Commerce. Now that this study is in, how do we move forward with it? We have the information. Who's charged with pushing forward with this and developing some plans?
Well, we're going to send this back to the communication committee. You know, one of the nice things about that group, it's a cross-section of the whole county. So it reaches to all four corners, every aspect of the community. So let's see where they want to take it. And then we'll put resources to support what priorities they want to put to activities. I see that as an easy way to get some of the low-lying fruit. There's some very easy things that were recommended. And, you know, there's some very difficult things that take some time and funding and some long decisions. So let that group prioritize, and then let's get the resources lined up.
So that was presented about a week and a half ago. Earlier this year, the Go Baraga County Plan was presented, and this was a result, again, of a study that was put together by several different organizations, and it took a look at what we might do to grow business in Baraga County. I noticed that tourism was not one of the things they mentioned in that report. Did that surprise you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, tourism isn't traditionally thought of as a business. Unfortunately, I don't share that position. Tourism is a business.
I think the people who make their living off it consider it a business.
Exactly. And those that are in other forms of business might see it as an incumbent to the fact that the traffic jam was only for four cars. So the previous to Go Baraga survey was focused on, you know, more of expansion of alternate businesses, not tourism.
Okay.
So an industrial park. Look, we need an industrial park. It's one of the key attributes that came out of that. But what's great about that survey, and what wasn't really advertised, we had a very high turnout for response.
Yes.
In the community, which speaks volumes about the community involvement. You know, people want to say, well, it's hard getting people involved. When it's something that's important, this community shows up. Throw a fundraiser together. Watch how people come out and volunteer their time and energy. This is a fantastic community to live in. People care about their environment, the people they live with, and their community. But back to the Go Baraga, that was an exciting time. We were afforded efforts through Whoopeter. You know, everyone knows Kim Stoker. He's an integral part in the Western counties. And if there's a municipal project going on, he's involved. Well, he's assisted, and now they're still looking at expanding that. And, okay, what's the new industrial park? What's the possibilities look like? Put an industrial park in, all of a sudden we've got new jobs. Because the largest commodity that we export is still people.
Yeah. Now, we have an industrial park, the Launts Industrial Park. Your business is there.
Correct.
Your business is there. There is an industrial park over on the reservation. The KBIC has a small industrial park. Are there people at this point who would be ready to go, or at least good prospects for building in a new park?
There are a number of conversations going on, none that I have intimate information on. So I'm going to say that there is a number of possibilities. So, I see it as a very positive effort for tomorrow.
Now, there is a industrial park basically kind of platted out in Lambert Road, but it needs utilities, it needs infrastructure. How do you put that? That's not cheap.
Well, you know, that's why we leave it to groups and the organizations, you know, Bob LaFave and Kim Stoker with Whoopeter. They've been integral in working together on this for a number of months, and I'll leave that to the experts. That's not my bullywhack. So they make it seem effortless and easy, but I assure you it's not. It's through dedication and, hey, what can we do to better the community? And stating it from that perspective to secure federal funding.
Yeah, because this is almost all a bootstrap effort here in Baraga County. There is no paid staff on the Chamber of Commerce. There is no paid economic development staff in Baraga County. This is all carried on the shoulders of volunteers, and that makes it doubly difficult.
It definitely sets some challenges together. That's why long-term we would love to see a comprehensive position in the community, maybe in conjunction with multiple different organizations that can best serve the needs or the presentation of Baraga County. Everyone has a day job, just like you're speaking about. So who can we send everybody to? Hey, I want to know about this. Good, go here. Here's a package. And if you look at other communities that are far, you know, exceed our size and, you know, spending capabilities, they have all that infrastructure in place. And that's our competition.
You mentioned Whoopeter, and you mentioned some of the other economic development organizations that exist in this area. Our relationship with them in Baraga County, how strong is that?
It's very strong. Actually, the ability to collaborate and communicate at multiple levels over the last 5 years has just grown extensively. There's a lot of overlap. Well, even with Governor Snyder's whole reorganization of what he wants to do to the UP, there is a thing called an RPI. It's an initiative for, you know, economic growth. So the western six counties are represented through Kim Stoker's organization. And, you know, it's time to collaborate on multiple levels, not just through Michigan Works, through EDCs, but through all the different organizations. And counties are starting to assist counties.
So it's got to be difficult, though, as you go into this. And I've had this conversation with some of the other economic development people in the area. When you cover a wide area, on one hand, what's good for the Western UP is good for all of us. On yes. the other hand, the job in Ironwood doesn't do much for Baraga County. The job in Baraga County doesn't necessarily do much for Ironwood. So how does a small county like Baraga County make sure that its voice is heard?
Involvement, engagement, collaboration, communication, just what we're doing. As a matter of fact, I was in Ironwood Monday night for a presentation from a gentleman that is an entrepreneur and in the country, speaks volumes. And they've got the same problems we do down there. They're looking to grow, just like we are. Houghton, doing the same thing we are. Ontonagon, I mean, go right down the list. Every community's got the same problems, same opportunities. It's just how you deal with them is where you can excel.
Now, the Go Baraga County Plan singled out healthcare as one of the areas for potential growth here, or at least, if not growth necessarily, then the effort to try to stem money from leaving this area. Can Baraga County Memorial Hospital muster up what it needs to try to keep more of these healthcare dollars at home?
I think they've done a very good job at that. I mean, the hospital is, first of all, it's a new hospital, and it's, you know, employment numbers are where they're at. If we didn't have that, what would it look like, I think, is the biggest issue. So some of the benefits of the hospital we've already realized.
Yes.
On the other side of it, you have healthcare in your backyard. And that's an attractor to people outside of this community. If you don't have it, people aren't going to stop by to stay here. You know, long term, we want to add people to the schools, though, this whole formula thing. So healthcare wise, getting people educated in it so that they can have full-time employment, I think is huge. It's an integral part of what we have going on. It's another business that, you know, healthcare is not going away, folks. You're always going to need healthcare support. So
the older we get, the more we need.
Some of yous are getting older. I'm not admitting to that this week, maybe next week.
Baraga County Memorial Hospital is the only independent hospital left in the Copper Country, and this whole western section of the Upper Peninsula. Ironwood has affiliated with Aspirus. Ontonagon has affiliated with Aspirus. Aspirus is on the map in Laurium, and of course, Portage Health recently affiliated with LifePoint. Can Baraga County Memorial Hospital stand alone, or is there a merger in its future, and would that merger be good or bad?
First of all, I'll leave the experts to that one, if there is one in their future or not. You know, we're very fortunate that the hospital was built. We were one of, I think, three hospitals in the country that was built at that time. So we are leading right there. And, you know, it's a business model. And from my perspective, if its sustainability is improved, it's a good thing. So however that works out, I'm not into the intimate details of it. It wouldn't be fair for me to comment on the pros and cons. Sustainability of any business in Baraga County, if it's sustainable, it's good for the county.
Mark Massicott, the president of the Baraga Chamber of Commerce, is my guest here. And the establishment of the new hospital, that construction a few years ago, opened up another opportunity. It took a while to develop, and it's right across the street from my house. It's the old Baraga County Memorial Hospital, which is now part of Keweenaw-Bay Ojibwa Community College. One of the points that was made in the Go Baraga County plan was that an effort should be made to try to use part of that, at least, as a business incubator situation. Is there any realistic potential of that?
Actually, yes. And there's conversations going on and a lot of forward movement. So the community college that we have in our community, wasn't there how many years ago. You know, Debbie Parrish is the president of the community college. She's done an outstanding job growing that entity, because now they're adding technical training. Look, education is one of the key attributes that it's not in any of the studies, but it's the foundation of our community. And every study is greatly impacted by it. If we have an educated workforce, businesses will show up, people will be able to stay, and there'll be jobs for them in the future, and our community can start growing.
And the college will be in a position, and I've heard this from the folks at the college before, that if there is a business that moves into the area where technical training is needed, they have the structure now, particularly now that they're accredited, to offer that type of training. Welding comes to mind. We have a fair manufacturing base yet in Baraga County. There's going to be some expansion at the carryall company.
Pettibone.
Yeah, yes. Pettibone. Sorry, well, my mind went blank there. They're going to need people with this kind of skill.
And you know, in my conversations with other businesses, we're all looking for the same type of people. And there's a little bit of technical skill. We don't need people with bachelor's degrees. And the push is for technical training. You know, in conjunction with the community college, Debbie Parrish has been in conversations about, we want to open up the technical building at Lawn Schools for programming and other attributes. And what can we do collectively as a community to work together? This is a huge opportunity for the community to really start focusing on getting technical training for our young. Why? Because that's their future. And, you know, there's a mine going in at White Pine. Okay, they're going to need 200 people. Okay, that means people are going to become very scarce. So if you want to stay in the area, a little bit of education, and all of a sudden you've got jobs everywhere we're at. Every company that I run into wants to grow. You know what they need to grow? People.
And I hear it from so many people around Baraga County, how sad they are that so many of our young people seem to have to leave this area to find employment. And there is a drain on people right now. And many of them don't want to go, but they don't have a lot of opportunities here. The more we can create, the more we keep our people at home.
You know, this might be a good time to bring it up. You know what happened in the past? I'm a Flatlander. Everybody that knows me knows that. The reputation of people that came from the UP, where I came from, stood strong and still does. It's good workmanship, good people all the way around. Okay, it's our turn. It's our call to action. Let's build our community. Keep as many people here as we can. Grow our community the way we want to see it. So people that were thinking about, maybe I'll get involved, please come. We need your help. We need your energy, your ideas. So maybe it is time for a call to action. Let's invest in ourselves, in our future, whatever that really ends up being.
Now, the Baraga County Chamber of Commerce, you're the president of that. It meets regularly. It's open to anyone. Do you have to own a business to become a member?
Everyone's welcome. It's an open meeting. Every first Wednesday, 8 a.m., we're meeting at the Baraga Community, the hospital. So that's where we're meeting for this year. And it's the first Wednesday of the month at 8 a.m. Please come and get a little idea about what some of the things that are going on. There's a number of activities that are going on or have gone on. An example, FinFest. You know, we had a free-for-all festival during FinFest. It rained.
Yeah, it was a terrible day.
It was bad weather all the way around.
But the festival came out pretty well.
We had a record turnout. Yeah. Everyone was pleased. The feedback on that was fantastic. This is a great place.
Yeah, we had a wonderful turnout for the Baraga County Lake Trout Festival last weekend. Am I cheerleading too much here?
No. Icebergs on the water, and you're still putting your boat in. Yeah. You know, and they had well over 100 boats.
And we had rain during the day, and we still had a lot of people come out. This is a community with great spirit. And I think that, you know, you and I have talked about this before, that what's needed is somehow, it's just so hard to marshal and get people moving in a direction when it's the fourth or fifth or sixth priority on the things that they have to do to get through the week. It's a challenge.
Oh, yeah, it is. And that's why input and collaboration is very important. We need input from people. We can't have ideas. We don't know all the fantastic ideas that are around us. Help us. and everyone should be respectful, and all the help we can get, it's for the better. Let's put some kids to work.
Yep,
let's build some businesses. Let's put some kids into schools. Let's, you know, enjoy what we have, how we want to do it, because not everybody wants this to be like Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Massicott, thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate your insights.
Well, thank you for all you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Mark Massicott, the president of the Baraga County Chamber of Commerce. Coming up in the second half of our program, Sam Ali is going to be talking with Brenda Owen from the Michigan Association of Timbermen, specifically about a proposal running around Lansing that would deregulate the timber industry in Michigan. Whether that would be good for logging in our area or bad for logging in our area, I really don't know, and I'm kind of curious to hear what Sam and Brenda have to talk about coming up in our next segment. Our program, of course, is brought to you by the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic. And remember that if you are not able to hear a program, you can always go after the program airs. You can go to the Copper Country Today page at our website, KeenanReport.com. Listen to it there or download it, and we'll be back with the second portion of Copper Country Today in just a moment.